This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 84 for Monday, December 30th, 2013. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's radio network. Why am I talking like?
I'm not sure. I think you need to stop. I think we should, that's weird. We should call this the sickly edition.
This is the sick edition because I'm almost done being sick and Lisa is picking up where I left off.
Woo!
But hey.
We're here.
That's all right.
So, we do have a shout out to send out first.
Big announcement.
Big announcement. Ready? Drum roll.
Hang on. Ad lib.
Where
is it? Is it this one?
I don't know. Just hit something.
I'm going to hit something here.
All right, you do that.
Here we go.
Oh, my God. All right, ready?
Yep.
Happy birthday, Aziza. She's drinking ink somewhere.
Something. So. <Yeah.
laughs> There you go.
All right. So.
This is the fun time of year. I like this time of year.
Yeah? Why do you like this time of year?
Because it's in between Christmas and New Year's, so it's a little bit slower, a little bit more relaxed. You get a couple days off. Life is good.
I don't really get that many days off. But
you get a couple.
You get a couple hours.
Making me cry here.
I know. This is going to be the last week of our Monday podcast. Next week we'll be back at the normal Tuesday night, 8 o'clock time.
Woo!
I
like Tuesday.
Tuesday's a better night, I think.
Yep, this works, so.
But
I don't know
we
about
wanted
you.
To, yeah, we wanted to give everybody, you know, everybody's going to be busy and doing stuff. And
yeah, so are we. We'll get to that.
Yes. So, I don't know about you all, but here at the Anderson household, fountain pens are a gift du jour for Christmas.
Gift of the day?
Whatever. I got a stinking fountain pen for Christmas, all right?
Oh, wow. You didn't like it?
I love it. It's great.
All right, then. What'd you get?
I got this lovely... And the funny thing is everybody in the chat has seen this already. Edison Herald in Ocean Flake Acrylic. Really pretty pen.
Yep. And I got my Beaumont in the signature Ocean Flake. So we wanted to each get a pen in that material before it was gone. So I can die now.
No, I don't think so. I chose a different color ink this time that I've never used before that I wanted to use, and I love it.
And cool.
I picked Visconti Blue.
Oh, my God. Visconti has some pretty, pretty colors.
I really like it. It's not, you know, I like Aurora.
Surprised.
Well, you know, I'm a diehard Aurora fan. I love the black. And the blue is very good, too. And I like the Noodlers, Eau de Benazur, and the Eclat de Sapir. But some of them are little.
Hold your pen up again. There you go.
Some of them are a little too purple. The Aurora Blue is a little purpley.
Okay. Well, it is. It's one of the things it's known for.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a fantastic a fantastic ink. It flows well. You know, you never ever hear an account of somebody's pen going bad because they used Aurora ink. So,
right.
But you know, I just thought, you know, I'd like to get something that's a little bluer.
Mm-hmm.
Visconti Blue is really doing the trick for me, so I really like it. And there it is.
Jenny's making fun of you, asking if the apocalypse is here since you've switched from your Aurora Blue.
No. I still have a bottle on my desk. Here it is, right here. Okay. There's Aurora Blue right there. It's got a little bit left in it yet. But and I will continue to use it. I've been looking for a better blue.
A more blue.
A more blue, yeah.
I went the other way. I filled mine with Sailor Ultramarine, which is definitely more purple. It's
definitely more purple. Yeah.
And so between yours and mine, I think we're back to the same thing.
We just switched.
Yeah. That's kind of cute.
Yeah, right. Well, that's cool. So we had originally thought, well, I got this idea last night. What was it, about 8 o'clock last night?
Midnight or something.
Yeah. I thought, well, you know, it'd be really cool if we could get a couple folks from the chat to get involved in the podcast today, and I apologize. It was really a late idea, and we did have one ready and willing remote correspondent, but we couldn't get the logistics worked out in time.
Yep. We dropped the ball.
We dropped the ball, and I apologize. But it doesn't mean we don't have I think it's going to be a really good podcast.
So, well, yeah.
We thought, why not, since 2014 is almost here.
Oh, my God.
Let's talk about what we think, and I don't know how you want to define this, but the pens of the year for 2013.
Pens that we've read about, pens that we've tried, pens that have gotten a lot of love or press, pens that friends are talking about, pens we bought, pens we carry.
I think for the most part, most of these pens are reasonably new this year, and that was a strong consideration. Not all of them. They're either new this year or they're new to us.
They're fairly new, yeah.
They're fairly new.
Yep. All right. And then we broke it down by price point. So we've got the under 50, the 51 to 150 or so, and then the 150 plus, which scares me that Brian knows so much about.
There are a lot of good pens in that price range. I mean, they better be, right?
Oh, you know? They better be good pens for that price. Yeah.
There are some not so stellar pens, but a lot of good pens. So
let's start.
Do you want to go first? Do you want me to go first, or what do you want to do?
Whatever.
We can just hit every other one.
Sure, I'll start.
Number one, and these are really in no particular order.
Okay, you start.
I don't think. Number one, first pen that came out of our mouths, the Pilot Metropolitan.
Yep, absolutely.
No question about it, right? $15.
Phenomenal price. Writes every time you pick it up, and you've got, 14 choices?
Yeah, there's a lot of choices now.
Mm-hmm.
Is there that many?
Yes.
There is, okay.
Depending on...
You're right. Yeah, there's 13 choices.
Well, 14. We're out of one.
Okay.
But they're discontinuing some of them, so...
Mm-hmm.
But hands down, when somebody comes into the store or at a show and they're looking for a pen... especially for a newbie, that's where you start.
Yeah, and
writes every time.
I don't know that I'll say it's the best beginner pen. I mean, there are certainly other beginner pens, but you know that 3 to 15 and under market. You know, it's a solid pen. I mean, the Preppy is definitely a good pen too. But the Metropolitan is a pen that you you could take it to work. You can put it in your shirt pocket, and it doesn't look goofy. Number one, Pilot Metropolitan, I think. And number two...
Oh, the Twisby 580, sure.
Yeah, I think so. Solid. I think it's a solid update from the 540. Revised section in the piston unit is just...
It's a great pen.
Mm-hmm.
A piston filler with your choice of nibs for $50, that's a great deal.
Yep, solid pen too, and certainly just a good pen. So I can't say much more than that.
You know, the company stands by its product, and they're very responsive. You know, it's hard to beat that. So yeah.
The product just seems, in my opinion, it seems like it's getting better and better.
The rose gold, which I know does not fall into the 50 and under category, but the rose gold's really pretty.
It's very pretty. Very pretty.
Yeah. Pretty. Yep. All right. What do we have in 51 to 150?
Well, we've got a special mention.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
We got a special mention.
This is a killer pen.
And under 50 category, and the reason it's special mention is because, you know, Brian doesn't do ballpoints.
All right, so hang on. A moment of silence. Ready? Okay, go.
The Stipulus Speed ballpoint.
It's killer. Brian yelled at me when I ordered them.
Yeah, well, you know,
it's like, what the heck are you doing? It's a ballpoint.
It's a decent pen. It's really a decent pen. And we're finding the market for it is obviously is different than the fountain pen market. A lot of people really like it. It's just like they look at it and they look at the price and they say, okay, you know, I can do that. And
that's easy.
And we're getting a nice pen in people's hands and they love it. So special mention for the Stipulus.
And I love the orange.
Yeah, the orange is funky. It's a cool color. So and the white's not bad too. It's more of it's an ivory, I guess.
Okay.
I'm not normally a white pen person, but that one's not.
No, me either. Yeah. Nope. The black, I like the black, I like the red. I really do like the orange. Orange is the new black or pink or something, I don't know.
Well, if that's the new black, what's black?
Dark. I don't know.
Dark, right.
All right,
so that's under 50. Pilot Metro, Twisby 580, I don't think anybody's going to argue with us.
No.
And the Stipulus Speed ballpoint, I think, is really, really a super buy.
So, yep.
What do you got from 51 to 150?
You know, I say this every time we're at a show or every time a customer asks about a pen, but I'm telling you, I love my Schaefer Intensity. Schaefer Intensity.
You know what makes the pen, I think that pen is such a nice writing instrument is the fact that it really the cap really seals well.
Yes.
I think more so than almost any other Schaefer pen. Almost. Not all, but I would say it's in the top two or three.
I love the colors. I love the weight of it. It's a great writer. It's one of my go-to pens.
It's not fat. But it's not too slim either.
No, I like that it's slender, but because of the weight, it doesn't feel cheap and like it's just going to fly away. So, love my Intensity. Just saying.
All right,
what else you got?
I don't have one of these, but I make a strong vote for the Edison Corlett.
Yep.
New to the production line this year, I love the design of the pen. I think it's really, really a cool design. It's very Asian in appearance, Japanese in appearance, the way that the cap is meets flush with the body. I really like that. I think it's a nice design.
Yep.
The clip is nice.
Before it was in the production line.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So
that worked out well. We didn't have
a trendsetter.
We didn't have to buy another pen for ourselves. Well, yeah, we've already got one of those.
Yeah, that was great.
No, I like it. I think it's a very cool pen, and the choice of colors that are available in that I think are very nice. Very nice. So I think that's a good pen.
All right. What about the Monteverdi Prima?
Absolutely.
Love that pen. And at what, $56? That's an awesome deal.
Yeah, it's. I think what I like about it is the size. The size is. It's got a decent. I guess maybe. I don't know how to describe it. It's just. It's plump enough. It's not fat, but it's a big enough pen that it's not. You know, it's a real writing instrument. You know, I mean, sometimes you get some pens that are a little bit less, and they're. and they just don't feel, you know, serious enough. But this is a nice, nice pen. It looks nice, very tastefully done. And it's a bargain. It really is.
Okay. I think they're pretty.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why we have two.
I know.
And use them.
We do. We do. What else?
Number four is a recent addition to the list.
I think they're really
to the market.
Yep. The Delta Serena.
Yeah, why don't we have one of these?
I just bought you a pen.
Oh, well, we'll talk about that in a minute.
Bought you
a pen. I mean, at the price, and actually, of these four pens, there's only one pen that's at the top of the list. I mean, they're all $100 or less, pretty much. The Serena is just a hair above that $100 mark. But a pretty pen and nice, almost like, how would you call it, titanium type of trim.
It is. But the material itself really has depth. You don't see it when you first kind of approach it, but when you get it up close in your hand, it's really got some interesting depth to it. So I like it.
Nice pen, and it's a Delta, for heaven's sakes. It's what more can you say? I mean, you know, our friend Steph's got two of them, yeah. And she loves them, and they're nice. They're good size too. You can actually fit a converter in.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. So
which one are you going to get, the blue or the red or the black?
Probably not the black. I would lean toward the blue on that one.
Okay, I'll take the red.
So there it is, 51-150, Lisa Schaefer Intensity, the new Edison Perlette production line, the Monteverde Prima, and the Delta Serena.
Yep.
I think those are real solid choices there.
I concur.
And then my favorite category, I concur. Thank you, Roger Ebert. The $150 plus range.
Dear God.
And this is a tough
Brian's
category.
Brian's favorite.
Wouldn't you agree this is a tough category? Because, you know, there's clear...
You shouldn't save up for it.
Well, there's clear delineation here between 150, you know, to 300, and then really 300 and above.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know...
That's fine.
Yeah, well, all your pens are.
No, they are not. I like cheap pens.
I love cheap pens.
I do.
So there's really three here.
Yep.
And this is kind of a tough category.
It was.
But one clear one stood out, and you mentioned it first.
I did?
You did. You didn't even think twice about it.
Delta Fusion 82.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Pretty colors. Great writer. Love it.
As odd as it may sound, I think brown is the best color.
Is that you all staticky, or is that me?
Am I staticky?
Yep, somebody's staticky.
Try not to be.
All right. Next in the 150 and up range, my other favorite, the Sailor 1911 Standard. Awesome, pretty. I mean, you can't go wrong with a Sailor nib. Phenomenal.
No, and at that price, that's the...
Beautiful.
The best of value in a 14 karat nib, you're going to find.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I cannot think. I struggle to think of another pen, and there isn't any at that price that you can get a gold nib for.
Love
and
it.
That's that quality of a nib. So
every time you pick it up, it's just so smooth.
Yeah, I mean, I even like the fine nibs in those.
Cool. So we could share.
No.
All right. What else in that range, young man?
Three was just kind of a last minute toss up because I couldn't come up with anything. So I've been told to rotate my plug. There, is that better?
No.
How about that?
No. It's all scratchy. Sounds like you're playing with a paper bag or something. It's really bad.
Oh, all right. Well, I can't do anything about it, so I'm sorry.
Don't move. It was good right there.
Just all right, is it still bad?
Don't talk.
All right, don't talk. Anything by Visconti.
Yes. Brian, you know, we got Visconti in, and Brian is just going crazy. It's like, I'm afraid I'm going to turn the corner and watch him, like, kissing the case or something.
No.
Yeah. A little bit.
Especially the Wall Street. I think the Wall Street's a very, very pretty pen.
Okay.
The nib is nice. Very nice dream touch nib. So those, one of those is definitely going to be in my pocket at some point. I just don't know which color.
I'm going to have to just count every day. Make sure they're all still there. So, we also had two other little award sections. Because when we were trying to come up with our favorites or the ones that seem to have gotten a lot of love, we've got an underdog category, or the underappreciated. Pens that just didn't seem to get enough love, but they certainly deserve it. So, are you there?
I'm here. I don't know if I'm scratchy or not. But
no, it stopped. So
it did. Okay, very good.
Thank God.
Number one.
Absolutely, the Schaefer 100.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
$40, a really good writer. It's certainly nothing fancy, nothing flashy, but the red and the blue are awfully pretty. What?
Hang on, I gotta participate in the chat here because someone's actually on my side. What's wrong with kissing the case?
There's nothing wrong with kissing the case, except, you know,
I didn't know there was a video feed in on the store.
You know, we've had a lot of people ask for that. I think we should. That would be fun.
So. I don't think so. You are being watched.
You know, today I would have felt better if I was being watched because there was some. Anyway.
All right.
So Schaefer 100. The Delta Vintage is a really good pen, and I think that it gets overlooked in that sea of pens at a show.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful colors. Is Charles in the chat? Charles got one and loves it, sent us a letter. Mm-hmm. $140, it's a great price, beautiful, beautiful material, and a really good writer.
Yeah, it's actually the same, it's in the same family of material as the Fusion 82.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a blue Fusion and there's a blue Vintage, and they're exactly the same material. So. Yeah.
Absolutely gorgeous. And I think it's a perfect size. It's a little bit thinner, a little bit smaller. I love it.
Yeah, nice two-tone trim and the roller clip.
Yep.
And now that you can actually fit the Kaweco converter in the pen, because it's just short, it's international cartridge. Now that you can fit the Kaweco converter in, that's really a very, very cool package. And the nib is great.
Yeah.
It's a Delta nib.
Wonderful pen. Yeah.
Steel nib, but you know, it's a great nib.
Okay.
Definitely underappreciated. And number three, certainly a pen that has received both sides of the coin on the reviews lately, the Schaefer Taranis. A little bit more expensive pen. Probably the biggest criticism is maybe the name that's emblazoned quite heavily on the... actually, I've got one right here. On the front of the nib here, but a very unique style for Schaefer to come up with something this different.
Yeah, you know, it's really a departure for Schaefer, but I don't think it's necessarily bad that they're trying something new.
No, yeah, it's interesting. It's a I love the gunmetal's a cool finish, and
yeah,
they come in a couple different cool finishes.
I like the Stormy Wine.
Yeah, don't you have one? You have one of those. It's at the office.
I do. It's at the store. So, yeah. We also had one more little award section. I love you guys in the chat. You're awesome. We called it the SIA Award. Pens that have been discontinued this year that I don't think they should have. So pen companies, pay attention.
Yeah, I as much as we like the Monteverdi Prima, they discontinued what I think were perhaps the three of the better color choices this year.
Oh, man, they were gorgeous.
The blue stripe.
Beautiful.
Which is really, really nice blue and dark blue kind of stripes. Not real fine stripes like on a shape.
Not like a pinstripe.
Like a pelican, yeah, not a pinstripe. But the blue stripe and then the brown stripe, which
nice,
is really, I had to laugh earlier in the year because we got these right about the same time that new Pelican came out.
They're very similar.
Yeah. So our buddy Mike got one. He sent me a picture. And I'm like, yeah, that's cool. Yeah, look at mine. That's a picture of mine.
A whole lot less.
Well, I mean, you know, it's got a steel man, but whatever. It's a nice rider, nice size.
Yeah.
So, I you know, and in black. They had it in classic black with the nickel trim. And they discontinued those this year. And we're very sad to see that happen. So.
Yeah. So I'm glad that we managed to grab a blue and a brown stripe because those are great. The other thing that was discontinued that makes me sad is the Schaefer 100 Friends of Winter. Those were really pretty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very nice pens. In fact, when we found out they were discontinued, we called Schaefer, so we'll take all
we'll take them
all. Left.
Yep. So, again, you know, the Schaefer 100 is a great writer. These had... you know, a subtle pattern kind of reminded me of, you know, one of the Asian pens.
Yeah, inexpensive Maki-A look to it.
Yeah, yeah. So that, I think they should have kept it.
So,
but, you know, what do we know?
Yeah, what do we know? You know, I mean, if a pen doesn't sell, then there's no sense for the manufacturer to make it. So, I mean, maybe they weren't selling them. So.
Yep.
That's just how it is. But what that means is there will be more pens coming out. There's more room now.
That's
there
true.
It is, I think, Pens of the Year 2013, which then naturally leads into one of my favorite topics.
Oh, my God. Pens you want to buy.
Yeah, but now you noticed when I wrote this up, you're first.
Oh.
The wish list for 2014.
Oh, my goodness. All right, so what I'm going to be looking for in the store...
I'm adding some here, right? While you're doing this, I'm adding a couple more to the list.
What? All right, so what I'm going to be looking for, like at shows or to order for the store, for testers. Yeah, that's it, testers. Sailor 1911 Standard in maroon. Such a pretty color.
Yeah, pull the plug already. I mean, geez. Yeah.
I did. It'll be here on Monday.
All right. Yeah, there you go.
So I get my Sailor.
What nib are you getting?
I'm getting a medium because remember that the Sailor nibs are about a size.
I thought you got medium fine. Didn't you get a medium fine?
It didn't come in a medium fine.
That's just silly.
I know. So gorgeous, very simple, classic look to it. But you don't necessarily buy a sailor for a flashy body. You buy it for a...
Well, that's a pretty color.
That's really pretty.
That's a gorgeous, gorgeous color. Yep. You'll find out why I say this. I think that's my favorite color in the 1911
Ooh.
Series.
Okay. Let's see. What else am I going to be looking for? The Primavera.
We're gonna get that Aurora Primavera. If it kills us.
Well, I have the other ones. I have the Mare, I have the Soleil, I have the 75th anniversary, and so I need the Primavera. Which leads into, once I get the Primavera, then I want the rest of the Aurora Optima pens.
Does that include the Nerla Perla, the black and pearl?
No.
No.
Like the one I don't want.
I love that pen.
Well, I'll buy it for you, and you can buy something for me. Ta-da!
So, if you get the Primavera, does that mean I get the next Aurora?
No.
No.
It's not how it works.
Well, how does it work? There's like 100 Auroras.
I want the Optimus.
Yeah, there's like 100 of them.
No, there are only
there's
a couple.
There's the old marble, and then there's the new marble, and then...
I want them all. So, moving on. The other thing that I want is the Delta Dolce Vita Slim.
I think we're taking care of that one, too, aren't we?
Yeah, I think that gets in on Thursday.
That comes on Thursday?
It's either Thursday or Monday. I can't remember.
Now, I don't remember. Was that the Oral?
I don't remember which one I ordered.
Or is it the one with the black cap?
I think you ordered that.
I hope I ordered the right one. Well, you're going to get it, no matter what it is.
Yep. It's gorgeous. You know, I'm not an orange and yellow person, but that orange just pops.
Yeah.
So now I need to find an ink to go with it. I could do blue, and then it would be orange and blue like Syracuse colors.
Or... Why would I argue with that?
I wouldn't if I were you. Don't move. All right.
We good?
Yep. What about you? I see you've added to this. Oh my god.
Yeah, I just added one on there, and I'm by the time I get to number four, there might be another one. But number one on the list because I know it's coming, and I had been wanting this for I don't know how long now, 3-4 months.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me this long to finally decide the color and the nib.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and she just said, just tell me what you want. I'm tired of hearing you complaining about it. The Sailor Rialo in the
1911.
Large in the maroon, or is it burgundy? Which one is it?
Maroon.
It's maroon with the broad nib.
Yeah. So it's pretty. So we're going to have matching pens. See, we had like matching Edisons, and then,
yeah. So mine's going to be a piston filler, because... Just love that idea. So.
Yeah. What's not to love about Sailor?
So.
All right. What else? You got some other. You're copying me.
I am not copying you.
All right.
Number two. Okay. Delta Dolce Vita Oral. I can't. I look at this pen, and I want
it
orange. Every day. It's juicy. I just want it. I want it. But I want it in the piston version, so we'll see what happens there. I think that's the next one on the list that I want to get this year.
Well, isn't that coming?
No, I didn't order that.
Oh. We can have them deliver it to us in Philly. Just saying.
I have to earn the pen, don't I?
You will.
Okay. Number three, and this is really a close second, but since I've decided that on the Delta that I want, number three, I haven't made the decision yet. The Visconti Wall Street, I love that stinking pen. I haven't decided on the color or whether or not I want to get the limited edition, which is the piston. The silver is probably not going to be the one. It's pretty, but the green is beautiful, and the red is outstanding. If they had a blue, it would be an easy choice. I'm leaning towards the red, though, just because for a different color. But
they're gorgeous.
I'm kind of thinking I want the piston, but it's a little bit more money.
Yeah,
it's got,
you
it's
be
got
really
an ink window.
That one.
Yeah, it's got an ink window on it. It's really cool. And no list would be complete without at least one vintage option.
Yep.
I need to have a John Holland saddle filler with a screw cap.
And then we can we can tape it to the photograph.
It'd be the last thing you take. That'll be the last thing you take.
Wow.
No. I have. You bought me for Christmas last year the early version of the saddle filler.
Yes, I did.
With the slip cap, you accidentally bought the overlay.
It really wasn't. I'm good that way.
Well, you saw the price and you realized that was not the right pen we were talking about. But I'd like to find that John Holland saddle filler in excellent condition. I'm kind of picky on that one. But I'm looking to expand the Holland collection this year.
Cool. All right. I have no idea what they look like, so that's all
you... Those are the ones that have this weird gold band that just you pull it up on the side.
That just seems weird.
Well, you know, they're trying to get away...
funky fillers. They just seem so complicated. They're trying to get around the Schaefer patch,
you know? I mean...
That's true.
It actually compresses the sac from the opposite side. So instead of pushing down on the sac, the saddle filler pulls the sac up, and it compresses
weird.
It. Yeah, it compresses it against the top part of the barrel. So it compresses it the other way.
Stephanie says that apparently you say I want for all the modern pens, but you need the John Holland. That's interesting, psychologically. That's very
interesting. Steph, I thought you were on my side. You're on my side, aren't you, Steph?
Just saying.
I can't get too far, stray too far from my roots here. So.
All right.
That's my short list for the year. And I think if I get those,
it's going to expand. We all.
There'll be a number of awards, I'm sure, and various Aiken Lamberts and.
As long as that's Wurtz and not Warts, we're good.
Warts, yeah, no. Yeah, I mean, you know, our good friend George is going to torture. He's going to torture the hell out of him. He's doing it already.
George is on my not happy list.
I love George.
I know.
George is awesome. He's an awesome guy. I got an email from him today. By the way.
Yeah, that's why he's on my list.
And George says to me, sends me this picture. He says, hey, I got this, and I'm not going to tell you what it is because
we're going to get it in Philly.
Because I've actually committed to buying this thing. It's not small.
Of course not.
It is not a pen.
My caveat was we could buy it.
If it fits in the car.
If it fits in the car.
So, and it's sweet of George to think of us, and I really appreciate that. And it's just going to be good to see him, so. It's cool.
Yeah, he's great.
It's really cool. This
thing is really cool, and I'm okay with it. So
it's not that big. It's not that big.
We don't know how big it is. He did not send dimension. We do not know how big this thing is. Caveat is it has to fit in the car.
Well, I'll make it fit in the car.
I'll put you on top of the car. All right.
So.
Yep.
There it is. That's the wish list for 2014, which will probably change in about 3 weeks. So.
I think I want to make that like a to-do list.
A to-do list and just start crossing off.
You know, like, yeah.
Well, see, now hang on here now. Wait a minute. So I'm getting flagged for having four items on my list. Your item number three is the rest of the Aurora Optimus.
I just figured it would save time.
We don't even know how many that is.
I looked them up. There aren't that many.
Well, yeah, but there's the old version and the new version.
Well, there aren't that many of either version, so if you separate them out, it's not so bad. Moving on.
Okay. You heard it here first, folks, man. I just...
Moving on.
This is what I deal with on a day-to-day basis.
You love it.
I do. All right, so... let's talk about briefly, just as a teaser. New stuff in the store and the website. We've got some cool stuff coming. I just haven't had a chance to get around to it. So we'll talk about that in a week or two.
Well, we do have. I think we should mention we do have the Twisby Classics coming on Thursday. Mm. I've been
there. You go.
Tracking those.
Almost
and,
forgot.
Had a great conversation with Philip Wang today. So that was cool.
Awesome.
Learned a lot. So
all the stuff I missed by not being in the
space. I know. So anyway, we've got the Twisbys coming. We've got Sailor coming. We've got a couple really awesome, gorgeous, oh my God, pens from Delta coming. So those are all on the way. I have tracking. They're just not even yet.
Here's what I just heard. A pen for me from Twisby, a pen for me from Sailor, a pen for me from Delta.
I don't hear the problem.
going through the phone.
Wait, wait, wait. That's all staticky. I couldn't hear you.
I couldn't hear you. All right.
All right. So that's new coming up.
Yeah, there's one more thing.
Well, we've got we moved some things around in the store. We've added some things to the clearance table. We've rearranged the paper, added a table. We got a microwave for the store. I'm all excited. what else is new on the website?
We should mention, speaking of the website.
Wait.
You need a drum roll.
You need a drum roll.
Okay. All right. We are
ta-da!
Redoing the site. So the website is has been under construction for a little while, and we are changing the site over this week. So starting on New Year's Day, sometime in the evening, we will be switching over the old site to the new site. So there may be an occasion, depending on where you live and whether or not DNS propagates the way it should for you IT folks. You may see a construction coming soon sign, but not to worry. The new site should be up and running very shortly thereafter. We've got actually some new stuff on the site.
Yep.
And it's going to be under construction for a while because I've been having to do work on two sites at once, so this will just make it easier to get a lot of things done. And some cool features in it. I think some good features for us, some good features for anybody who visits. So that is coming on
Wednesday, Thursday.
So.
Woo! So. We're excited. It's got a lot of additional back-end functionality. We've got the opportunity to do more customer service, more reaching out, which is who we are and what we do. It'll be nice for Brian to only have to maintain one site from now on.
Yeah, that's been kind of a challenge. So.
Yeah. So anyway.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, we're excited. We're excited. We've put a lot of work into it. It is absolutely not perfect, but if we waited until it was perfect, it would never go up. So we're just going to launch it and tweak it from there. But we think that you're going to like it. And if you've got any constructive feedback, we'd love to hear from you.
Absolutely.
So there you go.
Very good.
That's enough, man.
All right. Yeah, you're sick, so let's get you.
I'm going to bed.
So, you got some shout-outs?
I do. Oh, my God. So, number one, everybody in the chat.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
I say that every time, but you guys rock. You guys are so awesome. My pen pals, this has been so amazing. Number one, Eddie G., you are the bomb for sending me the Astrobrook pen. That is so cool. And it still writes. Did you see that? So
it does, cool. Yeah. So, that was the... The fashion?
I think so, yes.
I can't even remember. I forgot more about Estherbrooks than most people know, so I think that's called the fashion.
I think so, yeah. So big hugs to Eddie G for that. That was great. I think I just closed something here. I'm good. Who else? Stephanie, oh my God, gorgeous,
oh, yeah.
Gorgeous, gorgeous flowers. You guys are awesome. Philip, awesome to talk to you. Danielle came into the store today. Now, I know we say this most weeks, but it never ceases to amaze me how excited people are when they come into the store for the first time. There was a pen store in Tampa, and I went. I don't remember being that giddy, but we had two ladies, when was it? Saturday,
I think.
Saturday?
It was Friday, I think, because you had one during the day, and I kind of didn't believe you.
Her
friend came in the afternoon, in the evening.
So super excited, like floating on cloud nine, just zipping around the store, all kinds of excited about being in a pen store. And I had a girl come in today, and I think she was with her parents. So big hugs to Danielle. She was so excited. And her advantage is she works in one of the buildings directly behind our shopping plaza.
Really? Where does she work?
She works at the library.
Oh.
So she can literally leave the library, walk through the parking lot, walk across the street, and walk into the plaza and just go down and around the corner. There you go. So she was very excited, and her family was just kind of standing there. They were doing the good family thing, though. They were supportive. Yeah, cool. You get some spouses who are just like, come on, come on, come on, let's go, or you know, your parents are just like, you don't need this, leave. She was just very excited. And then we got to see Ben again. He's moved to Milwaukee. But
I didn't see him. I didn't meet him the first time, so it was cool to talk to him. I'm sad that he's not going to be around because he sounds like a very, very cool guy.
Yep.
I hope he does stop in when he's in town. He's a super nice guy.
We have a lot of regulars, and it's been really, really nice to see that. Did have a couple comments on Facebook that I wanted to address.
Oh.
Tracy, absolutely, let's have a sleepover in the store. I think all the DC girls need to get together and have a slumber party in the store. Oh. And the Green Gecko Deli has some really killer food. We can go and get, like, hot cocoa or something.
Well,
and then have
a
slumber.
You could make all
I know. We could make our own. So I'm totally with this, like, girl slumber party in the store thing. Let's do it. So,
all right, so what are the guys going to do?
Go to Jekyll's.
Go to Jekyll's.
And then
the locals don't even go to Jekyll's.
All right, whatever.
No, they do. That's true.
All right, so you've got a shout out.
I do. Yes. I kind of mentioned it already, but George, thanks for sending me that email. Appreciate it. And looking forward to seeing you here in Philly. So.
Yep.
Always good to hear from you. Enjoy our conversations a lot.
Yep.
And of course, happy birthday, Aziza. So.
Yep, very cool.
I just love pushing those buttons.
I know, you're just weird. Other than that, I think we're done. I'm going to bed and try and kill this cold before it kills me. Have an awesome and very safe New Year's Eve.
Yep.
And I hope your New Year's Day isn't spent recovering. So, there you go.
Very good.
You're all crackly.
Anything else?
No.
Okay. Comments, suggestions for topics, use your pens. Write to us at Anderson Pens, P.O. Box 732, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54912.
Or you can catch us online and send us an email.
Brian@AndersonPens.net.
Or Lisa@AndersonPens.net. And then just put in the subject, sleepover. I'm serious. That'd be fun.
You follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/AndersonPens.
We are on Facebook. It is facebook.com/AndersonPens. And check out the new pictures of the store. The Wall O Ink is just awesome.
Right, I'll get some more up maybe this weekend. Where am I here? Our blog, you can follow us on the blog, blog.AndersonPens.net.
And the website, AndersonPens.net. Soon to be new and improved.
Soon to be new and improved, that's right. Join the mailing list for advanced notice of upcoming events, new products, special sales, stuff that's going on in the store, all that stuff. Thanks for listening to your podcast. We'll see you next week on Tuesday, 8 o'clock, and have a very happy and safe New Year.
Bye, guys.